flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We talked about the way that we live is different than everybody else. And I guess it's hard for you to see it because you're not necessarily in the building and you haven't. And I've been on a number of different staffs, a number of different teams, but the way we live here is different. And I saw Terry talking about it in his interview the other day. If you're not committed to being a little bit thrown off and a little bit, because you have to be a little bit crazy to be here, all right? Because the way we do things is not the normal way, and we don't want it to be the normal way. It's a special place, and everybody that we've bought into, you know, anybody, anywhere, anytime, it doesn't matter, all right? We compete at a high level in everything we do, all right? The coaches compete, and every time they come up here and present in front of the team, they are competing to see who does it the best. You know, that's just the way we live. And so the men are bought into it, coaches are bought into it, the people in the building are bought into it. And if they have it, it's not the right place for them.
Ow! And if they have it, it's not the right place for you. That is the defensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Joe Witt Jr., talking to the local media yesterday. And boy, does he not get you fired up. I remember during his introductory press conference back in the spring, I said, that guy, one, I hope we're able to have him for a long time because he has all of the makings of a future head coach. And then two, when you have that type of leader that is that passionate, that wears it on his sleeve, the way that Joe Witt Jr. does, it allows you to get the absolute best out of everybody on that Washington Commanders defense. It's the reason that they have turned it around the way that they have on that side of the football. Joe Witt Jr., a huge, huge catalyst for the Washington Commanders in 2024. We'll take you up to 4:30 the day before the Commanders and Eagles duke it out tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern time, for the right to go to the Super Bowl. I got to pinch myself every damn time I say it. It is a special time right now in the DMV. I see you all lined up on the phones. We'll get to you here in a second. I want to reset things. If you're just now joining us, Commanders and Eagles, the rubber match slated for tomorrow. I want to look at some of the most impactful differences here in this rubber match. And there are a bunch of things to choose from. The return of John Allen. You get a healthy Marshawn Lattimore. There'll be no Sam Cosmi, but you also have Austin Eckler back. So if you could think of any, man, chime in at 1-800-636-1067. Other lines are full. You could tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. And then any X factors in this football game that you have. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to my guy Ray in Baltimore. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, man, it's good that I'm starting this off, man. it's always a pleasure. Yes, always indeed. A pleasure. But if you remember, when I called last week, man, you got a lot of fellas that called in. But when I called in last week, last Friday, I told you that Brian Robinson was going to be a key. If he gets over 60 yards, if Frankie Louvoul contributes, boy, he contributes. I said that y'all have a good chance of winning. I'm going to tell you why. And I know you don't like saying the name, man, but I grew up with the Skins, man. But the reason why the Skins/Commanders are going to go to the Super Bowl. They're just a hot team. And you cover this team. It's just something about when a team has a hot hand.
Yeah.
They're gonna keep it going. So I'm gonna end this call by saying this. I know there's a lot of good people trying to get in. So I'm just gonna say this: Brian Robinson is gonna be the key again. You know, as long as the running game get going, I think Deami Brown is gonna play a big part. And once again, I'm around the hot hand, Frankie Louvu. I believe as long as those three factors come into play, because we already know what Jaden gonna do. Jaden, people talk about, oh, he's a rookie quarterback. He's not a rookie no more. He's seen this team twice. And the last time, he scored 5 touchdowns. So let's just remember that. So the Commanders are going to shock the world. I truly believe it's going to be a David versus Goliath Super Bowl. Ooh. It's going to be the Chiefs, and it's going to be the Commanders. Can you imagine Commanders having the chance to play the Chiefs with a right to stop the Chiefs too? It's like Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson
all over again.
Anyway, man, and enjoy these vibes, man. And I look forward to you enjoying yourself in New Orleans in 2 weeks.
For sure, my brother. Ray, I appreciate you as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067. I think Ray gives me some perspective here because, man, everything that the franchise has gone through, and I'm going to take it back one more time here because it's hard to tell the story of this football team without bringing up the past of this organization. I remember when I first got to lay my eyes on Jaden Daniels back in OTAs and mandatory minicamp back in the spring. I'll be open, honest, and transparent here. I was a skeptic. I watched him go through practice. There was this nonchalant manner that he kind of moved with. And I said, man, I hope we picked the right guy. Man, I hope we picked the right guy. And then I got to see him in 7-on-7 for the first time during mandatory minicamp, and I said, you know what? That guy gets it. And it's no shade to Marcus Mariota, but watching him orchestrate the offense, even back in May, watching him orchestrate the offense versus Marcus Mariota orchestrating the offense, it was very clear that one guy was getting the football out on time where it was supposed to go, and the other was kind of showing why he was a career backup. This young man is special. He is special. And to me, anybody that calls in here this afternoon and you say Jaden Daniels is your X factor, I give it to you. Normally I want to get deep into the weeds with this thing, but I'll give it to you because I understand it's a team sport. He'll never admit this. No one in that building will ever admit this probably. This is an average football team with an elite quarterback. And in pro sports, we see all these big-time contracts being handed out at the quarterback position in the NFL. Dak Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa, you name it. I continue to believe that those big-time contracts, those franchise-altering deals, should be saved for those players that clearly elevate everyone around them, and that is the type of cat that Jaden Daniels is. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. What to you is the most impactful difference in the Commanders and Eagles rubber match coming up tomorrow? I'm going to look at a couple of different things. To me, the return of Jonathan Allen, I think, is absolutely massive. Huge, huge stuff getting Jonathan Allen back for this rubber match between Washington and Philadelphia. We didn't see him in week 11 up at Lincoln. We didn't see him in week 16 at Northwest Stadium. But you bet your ass the Stonebridge, Virginia native is primed and ready to have a big-time performance tomorrow afternoon. And say what you want about what Jonathan Allen was during the regular season. You think about what type of dog-ass competitor he is to not only come back sooner than expected, but then to have the impact that he's had. He looked rusty in the Dallas Cowboy game. He looked rusty in the game against the Atlanta Falcons. But I take you back to the wild card round of the postseason. Bobby Wagner shot out of a cannon on several different plays and was able to make big-time plays all over the field. Credit John Allen eating double teams, not allowing the offensive lineman to climb up to the second level, keeping Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner clean. That was the reason that Bobby was able to play as well as he played in Tampa. Because John Allen was in there whipping ass last weekend, saving his best stuff for the biggest game of the season. John Allen had six pressures, three QB hits against the Detroit Lions. Those six pressures, his most in a game since 2022. You're telling me that guy's not primed and ready for big-time football? He grew up rooting for this team, man. It means a little bit more to these guys. And the one thing that really gets me kind of emotional when I talk about this bunch is the fact that, and they tell us all the time in Sports Talk Radio, don't get too religious, don't get too political. But, man, Terry McLaurin can't take the podium. Zach Ertz can't take the podium. Jaden Daniels, you name it. Every leader on this football team, every prominent voice, what's the first thing they talk about in reference when they take the podium postgame? I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm not bringing that up to get super religious. It just speaks to the brotherhood that they have in that locker room. Because 9 times out of 10, there's no way in hell all 53 guys on the team believe in God. But they believe in one another. They believe in the brotherhood. And they believe in the messaging that starts from the top down. Hey, Mac, if you got it ready, I want to let you all hear from the unquestioned leader of this football team, Terry McLaurin. He had this to say earlier this week, and it moved me. We'll get you Terry McLaurin here coming up in a second. We're having some technical difficulties. Hey, Mac, don't even worry about the sound. Just grab the call. We'll go back out to the phones, though. It was Terry McLaurin and that quote that I'm sure you all have probably heard about him talking about this standard that had been set within that building. And I think it was Frankie Louvu that first brought it up during training camp. He talked about the veterans in this team, on this team before camp, wrote on the whiteboard the standard for this football team, the standards that were non-negotiable, that all of them would hold themselves to. And as you sit here, when you sit here on the doorstep of the NFC Championship game, I can't help but go back to that moment. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go out to Disco out in Laurel. What's going on, Disco?
Hey, what's up, Linnell?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, brother, look. I called in for about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to stop calling this team average. Stop it. This is not an average team. Average teams don't make it to the NFC Championship. And let me say this. We have an elite quarterback, but an average defense didn't have 5 takeaways. Stop saying this team is average. This is, and we joked about it a few weeks ago. This is an above average to a very good team. Emphasis on team. And as much as I love Jaden, as much as he has been elite, there have been plays and pieces and things that have happened around him to also help him make him great. The second point I want to make, and you were right on, Joe Gibbs, we don't need to wait until we get a new stadium to have a statue of Joe Gibbs.
For sure.
If they're going to do a statue of Sean Taylor before the stadium is built, Joe Gibbs needs to be 1 or 1A. That's what I got to say. I think we got a great shot tomorrow, Linnell. I got us winning 31-26.
Just go real quick before we let you go. Real quick before we let you go. Give me your X factor for tomorrow. And then if you've been paying attention, the most impactful difference in this Commanders-Eagle rubber match.
Yep, impactful. I got Austin Ekeler on offense and on defense. I've got Marshawn Lattimore. I think those are the two X factors for this game. And I think one of the biggest differences in this run has been the play of the secondary.
For sure. Disco, we appreciate you as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067. We're up against the clock. We'll take another timeout. When we come back, we'll get the audio situated. We'll let you hear from Dan Quinn. We'll let you hear from Terry McLaurin. Plus, more of your calls next here on The Fan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM at National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham, I'll take you up to 4:30 as we get you geared up for Commanders and Eagles coming up tomorrow. Washington looking to survive and advance, and they'd be advancing to the big daddy, the big game next two Sundays from now. Against the Super Bowl. I'm almost at a loss for words here. We're having some technical difficulties in studio with the audio. I promise we'll let you hear from Terry McLaurin, Dan Quinn, and the rest of your favorite Commanders before we get out of here. But right now, when I get back out to the calls, let's be on task here, right? One, an X factor for you. One on the offensive side of the football, one on the defensive side of the football. And then what do you think ultimately is the most impactful difference in this Commanders and Eagles rubber match? 1-800-636-1067. An X factor for me in this football game is going to be De'Ami Brown. De'Ami Brown, to me, really kind of embodies what the 2024 Commanders are all about. Being ready for your opportunity, staying ready for the moment and working your ass off, not letting your circumstances, right, dictate your work ethic. I remember having conversations in training camp. Well, who's going to be wide receiver two? Is De'Ami Brown even going to make this football team? Now look at him. And I give credit where credit is due, man. De'Ami Brown has done some soul searching. De'Ami Brown has grown up in real time. And I credit the veterans on this football team. Terry McLaurin is a guy to me that I just, I'm 27 years of age, right? So my big ass shouldn't have a role model or somebody that I look up to that's the same age as me, rather. Terry McLaurin is quickly turning into not just one of my favorite football players, but one of my favorite human beings. Hearing him talk about De'Ami Brown last weekend at the podium, he damn near gets choked up, almost brought to tears, talking about the work ethic of De'Ami Brown. Talking about all the work he's put in, how he's changed his practice habits, how he's taken his craft more seriously. He gets it, man. And De'Ami Brown, the past 2 weeks, started in the wild card game against Tampa. 5 big catches for 89 yards and a touchdown. And then last week against Detroit. Last week against Detroit was even more special because, if you all remember, his first target was a drop. Now, I give credit to the defensive back. He makes a good play playing through the football, but you got to squeeze the football and make that routine catch. The old De'Ami Brown would have put his head down, would have sulked, and we wouldn't have heard from him again. But after that, 7 targets, 6 catches, 98 yards, including a 42-yard bomb from Jayden Daniels. This kid, De'Ami Brown, is big time. And if you remember, in that Week 16 game against Philadelphia, Washington backed up deep in their own territory. Jayden Daniels hits that back foot and heaves it deep down the field to De'Ami Brown for a gain of 51. It kickstarted this Commanders offense. He is one of my big X factors in this football game. We know Quinyon Mitchell is going to be all over Terry McLaurin. He's going to make life difficult for our vet. But there ain't no way in hell that Darius Slay can run with De'Ami Brown. I'm just saying. 1-800-636-1067. My guy Shane out in Switzerland. What's going on, big fella?
What's going on? Love the show. Great topic. Look, my X factor has got to be, this is going to be a cliche, but it's the offensive line.
Yeah.
Whoever's playing right guard has got to step up. I know that they're going to put the best 5 offensive linemen out there, but let's call it what it is, old school. This is going to be one of those old school 1990s, very physical football games. And I think the offensive line has got to step up and dominate. And from there, then Daniels can do his thing. We know he's talented. We know we got the guys that can win the game because we beat them before. But the thing that worries me, and it's the special teams. I mean, our special teams has got to step up. I know it's all cliche, but you know it was called what it is. We got 900 field goal kickers this year, and what, I don't want to come down to a field goal. Field position. Another thing is field position.
Yes.
I don't think Hurts is going to do anything right now, but Bobby Wagner's got to be that dog. I mean, he's been like right now. He's been in this moment right now, right? So he has this taste in his mouth. One game away from the Super Bowl. He can show his Super Bowl ring to them right now when he's with the Seahawks. Say, like, this is what we're at. Bobby Wagner's got to be that dog out there. And Barkley's going to get his yards. But if Barkley runs for $150, we lose, and it's going to be an ugly loss.
See,
but I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think the elements is going to play a factor. Hopefully it's not like
it's supposed to be pretty windy out there, Shane. I think they're calling for wind gusts of 20 miles an hour.
Special teams is going to be a key factor in this game.
For sure.
Whoever controls the ball, like I said, and Allen has came back, and like you said, he wants one thing right now. He has been at this organization at the lowest it's ever been,
yep.
And now he's at the point where it's about to be the highest. So you can't tell me he's not going to go out there and give everything, and he's missed half the year. Well, let's call it what it is. He missed the whole year out of here, and he's one game away from going to the dance,
yeah.
the bowl. Oh, man, I got the Commanders winning, man. And I think it's going to be an ugly win, but I think we win. And I think it's going to be a rematch back at 30 years ago, the Bills that started this whole thing.
Ah.
The Bills and the Redskins. I mean, the Redskins. Listen,
the Commanders. I appreciate
the Redskins. But Commanders all the way. I think it's going to be the Bills and the Commanders. And I think Commanders have to upset the world.
I appreciate you as always, Shane. Appreciate you chiming in. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Andy in Sterling. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, Lanell. My X factor on offense is going to have to be Tyler Biadasz.
Yeah.
That dude's going to have his hands full. He's going to have to deal with those defensive tackles. He's going to have to do his best to protect Jayden. My X factor on defense has got to be Frankie Louvu.
Yeah.
He's had a pretty good track record of knocking out the opposing quarterback, so hopefully he'll do a number on Hurts. I don't know if it will be his responsibility, but, man, somebody's got a spy on Saquon. Something else that you brought up earlier, mm-hmm. Regarding that article on ESPN regarding Snyder,
yes.
I read it this morning. I laughed my effing ass off. the fact that this POS sold the team for over $6 billion bucks has got a $200 million yacht, is living the life in London, living in the most expensive part of London, going to all the fancy restaurants, and that POS is absolutely miserable, knowing that his
good
former team is possibly going to the Super Bowl. It brought me such joy.
Andy, I appreciate you as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'm the last caller, Shane, brought up something that really resonated with me, talking about the importance of special teams in this football game. People say it all the time, man. You want to know how good a football team is? You want to know the effort level of a football team? Watch their coverage units. The special teams coordinator for the Commanders, Coach Izzo, has done a tremendous job, but I credit the players as well. Jeremy Reeves, Nick Ballore, Tress Way, Chris Rodriguez when he's out there, Mykel Walker, Mikey St. Restill, Jeremy Chin. Notice, right? We got starters on our football team playing on our kickoff unit. If that doesn't tell you how bought in this group is, then I don't know what to tell you. Special teams for sure, though, is going to play a huge part in this football game. Washington, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm trying to pull it up here so I don't misspeak, in terms of teams that were kicking the football inside of the landing zone, I think the Washington Commanders had the most kicks this year inside of the landing zone, and they're one of the best special teams coverage units in the NFL. How many drives last week for Detroit started at the 18-yard line, the 21-yard line, the 17-yard line? That's because they haul ass on special teams, and they set the tone for this Washington Commanders defense. So I definitely think one of the X factors for sure is going to be this Commander's special teams unit. 1-800-636-1067. Phone lines are full. If you're getting the busy signal, keep trying. We got to take another timeout. When we come back, more of your calls. Plus, I'll give you my defensive X factor for Commanders and Eagles round three coming up tomorrow. This is The Fan. This just in to 106.7 The Fan as we get you warmed up for Eagles and Commanders tomorrow in the NFC Championship game. Washington going to be down a big, big piece. According to Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network, the Washington Commanders have officially downgraded defensive tackle Deron Payne to out for tomorrow's NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles. He hurt his finger a couple of weeks ago in the win against the Tampa Bay Bucks. He suffered a knee injury last week against the Detroit Lions. He received treatment round the clock. He did everything he could to try and be ready for tomorrow's NFC Championship game. But according to Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network, Deron Payne officially ruled out for tomorrow's NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles. So absolutely just a huge blow for this Washington Commanders defense, especially when you consider what tomorrow is all about. I mean, this is huge. I don't want to overreact. I don't want to ring the alarm for doom and gloom, but this is a loss of epic proportion, not having Deron Payne available for tomorrow, knowing how important it is going to be for Washington to control the line of scrimmage up front going up against this historic Philadelphia Eagle rushing attack. So we'll take your calls on your reaction to Washington being without Deron Payne tomorrow. I'm stunned by it. I'm heartbroken. I don't know what to think. I do know this. They're still going to play the football game. They're still going to be ready, right? I told you about John Allen not playing in the first two meetings against Philadelphia. He's licking his chops to go up against the Eagles. I really am taken aback. I'm at a loss for words. I'm reacting in real time with you all. If you're just now joining us, we just got news in the 106.7 The Fan via Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network that the Commanders have officially ruled out defensive tackle Deron Payne for tomorrow's NFC Championship game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Washington will try and advance to their first Super Bowl in 33 seasons without one of their stars in the middle of this defense. We'll take your calls on that at 1-800-636-1067. Let's go out to Walt in Tampa. What's up, Walt? Your reaction to the news?
To the news? I don't know.
I feel you. I feel the same way, Walt. I feel the same. I'm at a loss for words, and I'm the professional.
Yeah. Hey, one, hey, did you ever get that shirt I sent you, man?
You sent the shirt?
Yeah, ask King K9. I sent it to Doc.
So, okay, I'll text him about it. But no, I did not get it, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
that.
I've seen him. He's worn his. But anyway, y'all stole my thunder. It's all going to be, the special teams is going to play a major role.
Yes, yes, indeed.
We don't know how special our special teams are. Hey, they are dogs, man. Now, the kicker, that's the question mark.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, hey, for real, it might come down to him. But the rest of that team is absolutely awesome. And I want to say this, too. I live down here in the Tampa area.
Mm-hmm.
Man, are they showing us love down here.
They should
They're rooting for us, yeah. They're rooting for us, man. I mean, everywhere I go, I wear all my gear every day, and people are just coming up. And I got to give a shout-out to them. I mean, we beat them.
Yes.
And the only regret I have of this season that we had to get to where we're at, we had to go through Detroit. I hate meeting them cats, man, because they stayed at the bottom with us for so long. You know what I mean?
Nah, for real, though, man. We'd have moved on up like the Jeffersons.
Yeah, they're cousins. But, hey, we had to do what we had to do. But, man, hey, I talked to the big guy upstairs, man. I got a real close relationship with him, man. He told me we're going to be okay.
Come on, man.
We're going to be okay.
As do I, brother.
We are going to be just fine, bro. It's all lined up. But special teams are going to play a part, man. I'm going to let other people get on it because I know
Walt,
how long
I appreciate you as always, man. Look, I'll holler at Doc about the shirt as well, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, raise hell!
Come on, Walt. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you're just now joining us, massive, massive news coming in here to 106.7 The Fan via Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network. The Commanders officially downgrading defensive tackle Daron Payne to out with a knee injury. Just a seismic blow for this Washington Commanders football team. We know how critical and impactful he is to the success of this defense. I know him and John Allen have had an up and down year, and folks have been pretty critical of their play this year, but there's a lot of stuff that Daron Payne and John Allen do that don't necessarily show up in the box score. Part of that is keeping the linebackers, Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner, clean. It's going to be very difficult to stop Saquon Barkley and this Commanders rushing attack without the services of big number 94 officially ruled out with a finger and knee injury. Let's get to our guy Reese in Silver Spring. Reese, I appreciate you waiting on hold for us, man.
No problem. Great speech you had. Terrible news about Payne.
Yeah.
You know, I think putting Newton in there, maybe, you know, bring back Mathis. They're going to try and pound it.
You're saying Seinfeld,
right?
Darian Mathis, Reese? That's an option, isn't it? Well, I think he signed with the Jets already.
Work.
So I believe he signed with the New York Jets, if I'm not mistaken. But
wow. Okay. Well, you know, we got to have to be able with our middle linebacker make good calls.
Yeah.
All right, here's my chance. Our special teams, our kicker, Gonzalez.
Yeah.
They don't have a good kicker.
No, they don't.
Right? No, they don't. Okay, that 40-mile-an-hour wind, that's going to be a factor.
So, Reese, can you confirm that again? Because I'm actually about to look it up right here. This is the beautiful thing about iPhones. I know the older demographic is not very fond of the iPhone. You all deal with the green bubble struggle of having an Android. But on the Apple app, you can look at the weather at Lincoln Financial Field. Is it really supposed to be 30-mile-an-hour wind gust tomorrow? Because that is...
I think so.
That is something that is going to be huge. Right now... Okay. The wind gusts are 17 miles an hour. So we'll see what it gets up to by kickoff tomorrow. But I do agree, Reese, and I appreciate the call. Special team is going to be absolutely huge in this football game. Johnny Newton, man. The young pup out of the University of Illinois, built like a damn fire hydrant. He needs to play big tomorrow. It hurts my damn heart to its core that we're going to be without Daron Payne. But, man, there's a reason we spent second-round draft capital on Johnny Newton. He's hell on wheels. It took him a little while to get going because he didn't practice much during training camp. But, man, he's made plays in this postseason as well. Am I concerned? Yes. Do I worry a little bit? Yes, because Deron Payne, and I've been as critical of Deron as anybody in this market, you still are going to miss and feel his impact not being out there tomorrow, especially going up against a special rushing attack like the Philadelphia Eagles. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. My guy, Chris in Hinesville. What's going on, Chris? Your reaction to the news and then an X factor in this football game.
You know, it's never good when you lose one of your principal starters. So,
yeah, man. I'm devastated.
I can't say it's encouraging, but I don't think that losing Payne would be as big an issue as losing some other critical players.
I can agree with
you
that.
You know, like, I would be much more concerned if Biotis wasn't ready to go, for example,
yeah.
Right? Because he has multiple roles, not just blocking and taking care of his man, but, you know, helping calling out protections, which really helps Jaden or has helped Jaden throughout the season. So not to diminish what Payne has or what he's meant to this franchise, but I think they'll be able to get by without him and still be competitive. X factor, this is going to sound kind of lame, but my X factor is Cliff Kingsbury on offense.
Oh, that's not lame at all, Chris. I 100% agree. The chess match between him and Fangio may determine this game, Chris.
Right, and Fangio, hands down, just whooped Kingsbury that Thursday night game.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
It's because they didn't have enough time to prepare. Maybe it's because he was protecting Jaden from some design runs and some other schemes. But their offense just – that was the worst I thought the offense looked all season, was that Thursday night game in Philadelphia. The second game, though, they spread out. They ran empty set a lot, and – it doesn't matter if you got a world beater in Jalen Carter if you get rid of the ball quickly, or Jaden is taking off and picking up 25 yards. Like, they kind of neutralize that threat with their changes. So I think Kingsbury is the X factor on offense. X factor on defense, I'm going to go Jeremy Chinn.
Okay.
He's been kind of quiet this season, but, man, that guy looks like an Adonis. Like, I mean, if I was
built in a lab
and asked me. Right, exactly. I want to see some of that show up on Sunday. I want to see him blow up the line of scrimmage. I want to see him stop Barkley from making a game. I want to see him make a big play, maybe cause a fumble, do something.
Chris, I appreciate you as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Taking your X factors for tomorrow's game against the Philadelphia Eagles. I gave you my offensive X factor already. I think it's De'Ami Brown. Someone opposite of Terry McLaurin's got to step up. De'Ami came up huge in the Week 16 matchup with that 51-yard reception. I think he does it again. When we come back, we'll continue to run through your calls. Plus, I'll give you my defensive X factor, and it may surprise you a bit. It's next here on The Fan. If you're just joining us, we got breaking news coming in on 106.7 The Fan, and it is not good. It's via Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network. The Washington Commanders, as they get geared up for tomorrow's game against the Philadelphia Eagles, looking to punch their ticket to the Super Bowl for the first time in 33 years, they'll have to do so without the services of Deron Payne. He has officially been downgraded to out with a knee and finger injury. I gotta assume it's the knee that is keeping him out of this football game. And looking at this thing big picture, man, I'll be real with you. Losing Deron Payne and Sam Cosmi before going up against the Philadelphia Eagles is a massive loss, no matter which way you slice it. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm not trying to be negative. Y'all know how I get down. I'm going to tell it how a T.I. is. This is a huge loss. It's the type of loss that may flip how I think this football game goes, man. And I know it's a special season. It's been a Cinderella ride. But, man, you got to have your best horses when it's time to go to war. Point blank, period. Not having Deron Payne is a massive loss. But there are other guys along this Commander defensive front that actually played well against Philadelphia in the first two meetings. Shelton Day, in that Week 11 game, I thought played like a man on fire against the Philadelphia Eagles. I look at a guy like Jalen Holmes at the defensive end spot. Maybe he kicks inside and plays a little bit of D tackle tomorrow night. Johnny Newton, I continue to be impressed with. The deeper that we've gotten into the season, it feels like the better Johnny Newton has gotten. I make the joke all the time. He's built like a damn fire hydrant, small, compact, quick off the football, and packs a punch. They are going to need him to play above his pay grade tomorrow afternoon. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is going to be a tall, tall order going into Lincoln Financial Field against probably maybe one of the greatest rushing attacks in NFL history. Talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, doing it undermanned is a super tall task. And we started off this show in celebratory mode. As we get to the back half of this thing, I'll be real with you. I am just a little bit concerned at the fact that this football team, and I'm a little bit concerned at the fact that this football team is going to be undermanned going into this football game. It is a tough, tough, tough blow for this football team. It's hard for me to even put it into words. Damn near brings tears to my eyes. I don't understand how this is happening. Clearly I do, right? Injuries are a part of the sport. But man. Well, look, if anybody out with the Commanders is listening, I stand at about 6'1", 285 pounds. You can bring me to Philadelphia. I'll put my hand in the dirt, damn it. This is a huge, huge loss for this Washington Commanders defense. We're taking your calls. One, your reaction to Deron Payne being ruled out. And then two, your X factors in this football game for the Commanders. I gave my offensive X factor. I got to look at De'Ami Brown. He's been huge this postseason. He was big in that second Philadelphia Eagles matchup with that 51-yard bomb he caught from Jaden Daniels. He's going to have to come up huge again. My second X factor for this Washington Commanders football team on the defensive side, it's not just one dude. Whoever plays defensive end tomorrow has to set the edge like their life depends on it. Because I'll tell you what, Philadelphia is not stupid. They're not going to try and run right into the teeth of this Commanders defense because that is the strength of it. They're going to try to get on the perimeter and run at Dante Fowler and run at Cleveland Farrell and run at Frankie Louvu. Those guys at times have struggled to set the edge. Tomorrow's not the time to not set a strong edge. It's just not. So Frankie, Dante Fowler, Jalen Holmes, Cleveland Farrell, it's go time, man. Dorrance Armstrong, it's go time. You're down a man. You're down a brother up front. How are you going to act? You're going to wilt and quit? Or are you going to put your hard hat on and go to war? Because that's what it's about. Throw all the records out of the window. Throw the first two meetings of the regular season out of the window. It is do or die tomorrow in Philadelphia for the Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you're on the line, stay there. If you're getting the busy signal, I'm sorry. People want to chime in on this. About a half hour left to go on the show. I had a guest that I was going to bring on at 4 o'clock, but I want to hear from you all. Deron Payne officially ruled out with a knee injury. Your level of concern, and then give me an X factor on the offensive side of the football and the defensive side of the ball. Your call's next.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.